How much of your co-writing was instigated by the writers, and how much by record companies or producers or third parties of any kind? Who sought you out, and who did you seek out?
Over the years, different publishing, I've written for two different publishing companies, and sometimes they'll do that thing where they'll set up blind dates. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we have somebody we just signed we really want you to write with, or we're sending this person from New York down to Nashville for a week. Will you get together with them? And that's fun. You know, that those sort of, we'll put you together and see what happens. Sometimes those situations produce really great songs. Sometimes they don't. But when your question really made me think about one of my favorite projects to this day that I've ever worked on, was by Teddy Thompson and Kelly Jones. I don't know if you know who they are.
Yeah, I've got them on my list. Yep.
Oh, cool. So I have to say I was probably the instigator on that one because I was such a fan of both of them.
Oh, nice.
And I approached Kelly first because I was a fan of a record that she had made with Mike Viola. And she was living in Nashville briefly, and we started to write together. And then she was friends with Teddy, and I heard them sing together. And I thought, what if, I wonder if they would want to do duets, like a boy-girl Everly's kind of thing.
That was your idea.
Yeah. So I introduced the idea, and they both liked it. They were both sort of at a point in their recording schedules where they weren't sure what they were going to do next. Mm-hmm. So this is one of my favorite, stories behind the record is Teddy lived in New York, still does. Kelly lives in Los Angeles, and I live here. And we would go to a city and stay for a week and write every day, like we were real building songwriters. Mm-hmm. And we knew exactly what we were writing for, their voices, this kind of project that's going to have an almost sort of late 50s, early 60s country, pop, Everly's, Rick Nelson kind of feel. Mm-hmm. And we want the songs to be super concise, so probably no songs over 3 minutes. And man, that was such a great directive. And it was, stylistically right up my alley because I love all that music. And it was so fun for me because I knew from the start I was not going to be the artist. I was not going to be playing on this record. I was just going to be a writer. So I was in the mix, knowing that we were making music for these two incredible voices that blended beautifully together, and they were going to make a record. Early on, I think we played some of the demos, and Teddy got a deal with Cooking Vinyl to make this record. So that was helpful in that, whenever okay, this is definitely going to be made, it's going to come out, that definitely gives you a lot more impetus to do the creative work. But I would say again, in that three-way, I haven't done a lot of three-way co-writing, but in that three-way, I was mostly the lyricist again. And I had what I call uranium. I had just come out of a long-term relationship, and my heart was just completely shattered. Mm. So I had all of that fresh heartbreak, which I call uranium, if you bring that in to a co-writing situation. I mean, it's a bit of exploitive to say that, but it's true.
Let me give you my uranium. Here it is.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, if somebody has that really deep emotional pain and connection, it can be gold or uranium for songs. I still kind of hope that more people might discover that record someday because I think it's kind of perfect. It's just, I'm so proud of it. And it did okay. I mean, it got nice reviews and they toured around a bit and stuff, but I was so hopeful when we made it. I was like, oh, this is going to be like the record that people remember me for,
Sure. Well, speaking of Kelly Jones and Teddy Thompson, you co-wrote all but one song on Little Windows from 2016. And that was one of the Pete Thomas drumming albums and Davey Farragher.
Yeah.
And on bass. The song I pulled out for our discussion was As You Were.
Yeah.
And I thought it sounded a little bit like a Buddy Holly song. I could picture Marshall Crenshaw covering that.
Well, I'll say that both Teddy and I are Buddy Holly obsessives. Maybe he might even be more than me, but I've always loved Buddy Holly and just completely related to his music and looked up to him. And I think that was one of the reasons I loved working on Little Window so much, because it was licensed to let the inner Buddy Holly flow, you know, and try to write those kinds of, those songs are the hardest kinds of songs to me to write, when you're just going to say, okay, we're going to have a really simple harmonic language here. 3 or 4 chords at the most.
Yeah, without being boring or without being too.
That's the challenge.
Like you've heard it before.
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Because once you're working with just A, D, and E in the key of A, which Buddy's sort of preferred key, then you better have a great indelible melody and words that sit with that melody in a perfect way. So that was really the challenge. I feel like, again, that's one of the reasons I'm so happy about that record, because I feel like we got pretty close mm-hmm. on a lot of those songs. As You Were was pretty much a whole lyric that I'd written. It was just one of those songs where the title just sort of catches your ear and you're thinking, like, you know, I thought it's As You Are, you know, it's As You Were. Okay, let's see, how is that going to work? And I also remember that not every song that we wrote for that record, especially if I had a lyric first, was the first out of the gate melody. We had several songs, I think, maybe 4 or 5 of them, where we tried different musical settings. And As You Were, I think, is one of those. I think there were two versions of As You Were. Like, one had that sort of rhythm that's on the record. But I think we did a straighter kind of rock and roll version of it, too, that didn't work out as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it came out great.